Tenemos que hablar un poco del asesinato de Roque Dalton y aquellas personas que estuvieron involucradas en ese hecho. Vamos a regresar el próximo lunes en punto a las 4 de la tarde. Y no se les olvide, hay que leer a Roque Dalton porque vamos a hacer preguntas el próximo lunes.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Well, I hope you don't change the dial because this is a brand new show on CITR 101.9 Vancouver, and it's called 433. It is dedicated to showcasing new music, which is code for contemporary classical music, which is code for music from the 1920s onward, and all of the experimental stuff that you can fill your soul with. And I'm going to start with Lamonti Young. So you just heard Lamonte Young. This is quite a rare recording from 1963-64. Track number 2 on the Dream Syndicate. Features Cale, John Cale, Conrad, and Lamonte Young. And this track is called 2-4, Roman numeral 4, 64. Next, I will show right after this public service announcement, I'm going to play something by Arvo Pärt. Arvo Pärt is an Estonian-born composer that was sent into exile in the 70s, and he composes in the style of sacred minimalism. It's quite intense. It's a movement, a 10-minute movement of a piece called Fratres, and I hope you enjoy it right after this short announcement.
Just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Thank you.
You just heard Arvo Pärt, fratres for violin, string orchestra, and percussion. I'm really attached to this piece. It really gets my blood flowing, I guess. Now, you probably noticed the theme, which is drifting between the kind of sacred and the profane in the studio today. And the next thing I wanted to play for you right after the short promo of the show is Josh Thorpe's Flocklight. Now Josh Thorpe is a Toronto-based experimental musician and publisher, and in his music he employs methods such as transcription, transposition, time stretching, reorchestration, human error, etc., etc. In this particular piece, he uses these strategies to radically alter two songs, one by Tom Waits and one by The Shags. And these two songs provide the entire source material for the record, but appear only as ghosts beneath layers of sound. So right after the little promo, I'm going to play you Flocklight by Josh Thorpe.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Thank you.
And that was Flocklight by Josh Thorpe. What a tremendous piece of music that is. But I have something short and sweet to follow it up. And this is a composition by Mark Sabat. It's called Claudius Ptolemy from 2008. It's a studio recording featuring Daniela Strassfogel on the violin and Boram Lee on the cello. And for reasons that shall not be named just yet, this is my favorite Canadian composer currently living in Berlin. And you have been listening to 433, a show dedicated to new music in Canada and elsewhere. And I hope you tune in next Monday, 5 to 6, to hear some more of these tones. We've heard a lot of tones today. So, without further ado, to push us to the top of the hour is Mark Sabat's Claudius Ptolemy.
Awesome. Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
She did lie, and they named that lucky baby Frankie Slide.